Story number 67. Jehoshaphat trusts Jehovah. Do you know who these men are and what they are doing? They are going out to battle, and the men there in front are singing. But you may ask, why don't the singers have swords and spears to fight with? Let us see. Jehoshaphat is king of the two-tribe kingdom of Israel. He lives at the same time as King Ahab and Jezebel of the northern ten-tribe kingdom. But Jehoshaphat is a good king, and his father Asa was a fine king too. So for many years, the people of the southern two-tribe kingdom enjoy a good life. But now something happens to make the people afraid. Messengers report to Jehoshaphat, "A large army from the countries of Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir are coming to attack you." Many Israelites gather at Jerusalem to seek Jehovah's help. They go to the temple, and there Jehoshaphat prays, "O Jehovah, our God, we do not know what to do. We are helpless against this large army. We look to you for help." Jehovah listens, and he has one of his servants tell the people, "The battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight. Just watch and see how Jehovah will save you." So the next morning, Jehoshaphat tells the people, "Have trust in Jehovah." He then puts singers out in front of his soldiers, and as they march along, they sing praises to Jehovah. Do you know what happens when they get near the battle? Jehovah causes the enemy soldiers to fight among themselves. And when the Israelites arrive, every enemy soldier is dead. Wasn't Jehoshaphat wise to trust in Jehovah? We will be wise if we trust in him too.